Let's talk about what this job actually is, because almost nobody explains it to you, honestly, before you pick up the phone for the first time. You are not calling business owners to trick them into buying something they don't need. You are calling to find out whether they have a problem you can solve. Most of them won't. Some of them will. And those are the only conversations that actually matter. That one distinction is the whole job. If you walk in believing you have to convince every single person on your list, you will burn out in about 3 weeks, and you will sound desperate on every call you make because you are trying to force something that isn't there. But if you walk in believing you are sorting through a list to find a small number of people who already have the problem, you stay calm. You sound normal. And strange as it sounds, you close more deals that way, not fewer. So here is the one sentence that changes everything, and it's worth remembering before every shift. You are not trying to make someone want this. You're trying to find someone who already has the problem this solves. Your job is simply to find them faster than the next rep does. Now let's talk about the numbers, because nobody tells new reps this, and it is exactly why so many people quit in their first month. Here's what a normal day actually looks like. Not a fantasy day, not the day your sales manager describes in a hype meeting, but the real one. Most of your dials are going to end in no answer, a voicemail, or a deadline. That's normal. It means nothing about you as a rep. Of the calls that do connect, a large share of those are going to get blocked by a gatekeeper, a receptionist, a spouse, an office manager standing between you and the decision maker. Of the calls that get past that gatekeeper, only a small fraction actually reach the person who can say yes. And of those decision makers you do reach, only a fraction give you real time to talk. Out of all that, only a small number of calls per day, even on a day of solid dialing, actually turn into a real opportunity. Read that again because it matters. On a good day, most of your calls are going to end in nothing. That is not failure. That is simply the shape of this work. The reps who make it are the ones who understood that on day one and stopped taking it personally. And that leads to something else worth saying directly. The rejection is not about you. The person who snapped at you on the phone was already having a bad day before your name ever showed up on their caller ID. You are probably the fourth cold call they've taken that morning. Their reaction's about the first three calls. It's about whatever their supplier just did to them. It's about the meeting they're already late for. It is almost never about you, and it is never ever about where you're calling from. Keep that in your back pocket because you will need it by about 10 in the morning most days. Now, what separates the good reps from the bad ones? There are really three things. First, good reps ask more than they tell. Bad reps talk and talk and fill every silence with more words. Good reps ask a question and then they shut up. That silence is going to feel like an eternity to you. It will feel like 2 seconds to the person on the other end of the line. Learn to sit in it without rescuing them from it. Second, good reps sound like an actual human being. The moment you sound like you're reading off a script, you get screened out instantly because everyone can hear it. The moment you sound like a person having a real conversation, you get given time. So know your material well enough that you can stop performing it and just talk. Third and maybe most important, good reps reset between every single call. 90% of your calls are going to end in no. If call number 11 gets all the bitterness you built up from calls 1 through 10, you have no chance on that call. Every single call has to start clean, like it's the first one of the day. So what does success actually look like in your first week? Because it is not closing the deal on day one. Nobody does that, and if someone tells you they did, don't measure yourself against it. On days one and two, your only goal is getting comfortable saying your opener out loud without reading it off a page, and surviving getting hung up on. Because you will get hung up on. By days three through five, aim to get past the gatekeeper at least once, and have one real conversation with an actual decision maker. Even if that conversation goes absolutely nowhere. By week two, you should be able to ask all four of your discovery questions on a live call without losing your place. And by weeks three and four, you should be able to handle an objection without freezing up and actually ask for the appointment out loud instead of hoping the prospect offers it to you. Now let's bring all of that home to what you're actually doing on this desk, calling service business owners about Eden OS. You're not calling to convince anyone that AI is the future. You are calling to find the handful of owners who are already drowning, missed calls piling up, no-shows costing them money, a front desk person who just quit and left them exposed. Most of the people you dial are not that owner today, and that's completely fine. Your job is to sort, not to sell everyone. The numbers apply to you exactly the same way. A voicemail is not a rejection. A gatekeeper, and on these calls, that's often the spouse, an office manager, or someone answering the shop phone, isn't a wall to bulldoze. It's a filter you learn to get past with courtesy, because that very person might be the one drowning in the calls Eve would be answering for them. When you finally reach the owner, you're not cold pitching a $25,000 a month product out of nowhere. You're asking one or two real questions about how many calls they miss on a job site, or how many bookings they lose after hours. If that pain is real, the price becomes a detail worth discussing, not an objection to fight through. If the pain isn't there yet, thank them for their time and move to the next name. That's a correct outcome, not a failure on your part. And the three traits that separate good reps from bad ones map directly onto this desk. Let the owner describe their own problem in their own words instead of reciting Adam's feature list at them. Sound like someone who's actually run a small business, not like someone reading a script about artificial intelligence. And reset hard after every call. Because the contractor who barked not interested and hung up on you did the exact same thing to the last three people who called him this morning. It was never about Eden OS, and it was never about you. Offer the free demo, quantumdestaylead.com, and dial the next number clean.